How much yesterday's game did you? I'm assuming you watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about how your companions in the secondary?
You know, we just have to play better. We don't have to make more plays. Obviously, it's a team game, though. I mean, we just have to play around, all around better football. And, you know, we're going to get back to work this week.
When you see what happened, when you're not in there, how much does that hurt you? Like, I wish I were in there to help the team.
Well, you never want to be hurt and not playing. You know, as a competitor, you always want to be in there helping your team. But the only thing I can focus on right now is getting healthy. That's what I've been doing, doing what the training staff asking me to do, and working every day to get better.
Even though you're not on the field, is there any kind of support you feel like you can provide your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I'm in there with in meetings and stuff, talking to the guys. You know, constantly, you know, we're constantly breaking down film and trying to get better. So I'm always trying to help the guys out.
How does the system for safety and defensive ends compare to the one in San Diego in terms of complexity, difficulty to learn? Is it about the same or is that?
Yeah, I mean, every defense has different complexities and things like that. You know, we ran different stuff over there and then we run here. So it's just all its own, thing.
Or
no, not tough, or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. Coverages are coverages.
Are you guys still, you and Patrick specifically, at a point where you guys are still looking to build reps together? I mean, I know it's what week 6, 7 right now, but you've been out the last couple of weeks. He's been banged up a little bit.
Right.
How much can you benefit from just time on the field together?
Well, it's huge. I mean, anytime you get to be on the field with people, that's how you get better. But, you know, right now we got to just focus on getting healthy. The guys got to be ready to play that go in the game, and you just got to move on from there.
How much, if anything, have guys who've been around here for years talked to you about Jets Week and what that means? And
yeah, it's gonna be a big week. You know, division game, conference game. It's definitely a big game on our schedule, and we got to be ready to go.
How close do you think you are Sunday to playing?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm just going day to day. You know, just trying to get healthy. So we'll just take it from there.
You hopeful?
Hopeful
to play.
I can't wait to play, you know, but like I said, it's something you can't rush back because then you just give yourself a setback. So, you know, I want to make sure I'm 100% healthy before I return.
You have two rookie teammates at your position. How have you seen those two guys develop, you know, just going back from training camp to where mm-hmm. they are now 6 weeks into the season?
Yeah, they've been working hard. You know, those guys work hard every day, trying to get better, trying to understand the game more and more each time they're in there. So, you know, obviously early in your career, everything's a learning experience and, you know, they're getting plenty of learning experiences now. So, you know, but they're working really hard at trying to become better football players.
Came a little bit late. What's the mentality going into this week, coming off of this type of loss?
You know, just to, you know, get back to the grindstone, you know, correct the things that we're not doing so well, try to get better from it, and go get a win. You know, that's the most important thing. At the end of the day, it's wins and losses. We need to do things better in order to win football games, and that's what we're going to focus on doing.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.